This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. How to improve education is a topic of regular discussion in this state and elsewhere. Bridge, the online news service of the Center for Michigan, is examining what some other states have done in education and what lessons can be learned from them. Ron French is senior writer for Bridge. Ron French, thank you for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
What states did you choose and why those?
We ended up visiting Minnesota, Tennessee, Florida, and Massachusetts. It was interesting. We looked at a lot of states and a lot of data, and we wanted to look at states that either had high student achievement or fast-growing student achievement, and we're measuring those by the one standardized test that is taken by all 50 states called the National Assessment of Educational Performance. And Massachusetts and Minnesota are very high achieving, have been for a number of years, and are continuing to increase their scores. Tennessee and Florida, interestingly enough, a decade ago, both had scores significantly lower than Michigan's test scores. Since then, their scores have surpassed Michigan. And Tennessee is the fastest growing state in the nation in these test scores. So something's going on in all of these states. And what we wanted to do is try to look at these states, visit them, and get a sense of whether there are some state policies in place there that are impacting these scores that we might be able to steal and use in Michigan.
Well, let's begin with Minnesota, which is a fellow Great Lakes state. And many progressives here in Michigan have been saying that this is a state that Michigan should look to as a role model. So what is Minnesota doing in broad terms to make their test scores go up? As you say, they're already higher than Michigan's, and they're improving faster than we are.
Sure. Interestingly enough, you would think with Minnesota's reputation as a high-tax state, and it is a high-tax state, you'd think that, well, the answer must be money. But actually, they spend almost identically the same amount of money that Michigan spends per pupil. Their teacher salaries are slightly lower than Michigan's, so it's not money. Minnesota was the birthplace of charter schools, but they have fewer charter schools than Michigan, so it's not charter schools. So what is going on there? There are a couple of things that are unique about Minnesota that I think Michigan can learn some lessons from. First and foremost, they have an early childhood program, which no other state has, where it's universal. Anyone can go to it, no matter how much money you make, no matter what your background, that is for ages birth to kindergarten. And in that program, it's not just someplace where you drop off your kids. The parents come too, and there is supervised playtime with the parent and the child together. And what happens is these certified teachers who are specialize in early learning work with the parents to teach them how to play in a way that helps the children learn. And so really what happens in Minnesota is there's a concerted effort to make parents be the child's first teacher. And it's something that's been going on for 40 years, and we think it has a major impact.
Tennessee, on the other hand, is a state which lags behind Michigan on many of those economic indicators. And as you report, the test scores in Tennessee are still below the national average, or below the median anyway, of states across the nation. But those scores are going in the right direction, on their way up. What has Tennessee done?
They've taken a different approach, and this goes to show that there isn't just one answer to this sort of thing, Gordon. What Tennessee has done is a couple of things. One, Tennessee has been very aggressive on high-stakes evaluations, both for teachers and for students. Tennessee retains its third graders in third grade if they're not reading at a certain level. They retain eighth graders if they're not scoring at a proficiency level. They also have a program where teachers can lose their jobs if over a period of several years their students are not growing in achievement as much as they should be. But going along with that, they didn't just put this hammer out there saying we're going to get rid of bad teachers. What they did is in Tennessee they spent a lot of money on teacher training. That really needs to go hand in hand with a tough evaluation system. That if you're going to say we're going to hold you accountable, you also need to be able to say, here's how we're going to help teachers learn the new standards. Here's how we're going to help them become better teachers. Because, you know, in the end, Gordon, we're all trying to help the students learn more. And so how do you do that? It's not just by threatening teachers. It's by helping teachers become better teachers.
Ron French is senior writer for Bridge, the online news service of the Center for Michigan.